This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You know, since I come from the world of journalism, one of my priorities here, since working on this show is to just highlight journalism and support it. And especially when it's, important stuff and we have great relationships with writers, not just in the state, but as much as possible across the country. And, when we stumble upon things that are really, really important, we want to give them some time. And the piece in the Inside Investigator is OCA, which is the Office of the Child Advocate. This is the headline: finds failures of DCF probate courts in child sex abuse case. And this story came out a week ago, and I think in the backdrop of this horrible Waterbury story, where this young man was basically a prisoner in his home for decades. There's a lot of scrutiny now on DCF, and Brandon Whiting, who wrote the story for CT Inside Investigator, joins us here on Brian and Company. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. This story is stunning, and I'm frankly a little surprised it hasn't made more news. A couple hours ago at the top of the show, I sort of went through it a little bit, but can you just sort of summarize, what happened, especially with the focus of this now woman, this who was a young girl in a foster home?
Absolutely. So essentially, this girl got placed into DCF care when she was very young, and she lived there until she was 20 years old. Throughout that time, DCF investigated the family in which she lived on 27 different occasions. Throughout that time, the family received approximately $400,000 from the state for the care of her and six other children. At times, as many as nine children were in the home that they claimed. They received the father of this family, Roger Berryalt, he received three different complaints, essentially, or allegations from another child who had lived outside the home of sexual abuse. And DCF actually found him in a separate investigation. They had substantiated claims of abuse prior to this girl's placement into the home to begin with, but because of their poor record-keeping practices, they never essentially followed up on it. This girl was impregnated by the father at the age of 12, and DCF didn't find out about it until she was 7 months pregnant. There was mounting evidence that the father of the home was the father of this child with the girl that was in his care, and they just never followed through with it. The OCA said that they had never petitioned the courts for paternity tests. They had kept incomplete and insufficient records. They never reported these allegations of abuse to the police. And ultimately, it all reached its head when she left the home and she herself, as an adult, reported this to the police. And so as of January of last year, Barry Ault was charged with first-degree sexual assault, risk of injury to a child. His wife, who was there the whole time and kind of just complicit in this whole thing, was charged with risk of injury to a child. And now she has a massive lawsuit against not only the family, but DCF itself.
Yeah. So, Brandon, that was a great summary. Disturbing. There's two massive problems that I have. And we're talking with Brandon Whiting with CT Inside Investigator. And again, you can go to insideinvestigator.org and find the story or just Google it with Brandon's name. One is they knew this guy was trouble before they put this young child in their home. That blows my mind. Or maybe it speaks to how few foster parents they might have. I don't know. And second of all, DCF didn't notify police. Those are the two things that I find, you know, absolutely just damning elements of this story. And I guess, how could they justify putting a kid in a home that they already knew was a problem? And what is DCF? Did they say anything to you in any way to justify what happened? How could this happen?
So from my understanding of it, essentially this all comes down to really just insufficient record keeping. It seems like a lot of these issues could have simply been solved if everybody in DCF was on the same page. That was one of the issues that the OCA brought up, and one of the recommendations that she made was that when DCF is conducting these assessments for probate court, they're not really treated as investigations by DCF. So if they're making an assessment into a home for the probate court, because the probate court can order that, you know, they may very well find that there is evidence of neglect or abuse, but it does not rise to the same level of scrutiny, and then it's not recorded in the same way as if they had just, you know, on the offhand got a allegation of neglect or abuse, and then DCF opened an investigation itself.
I don't know. It's just the fact that they... So you're basically saying that even though DCF knew that he was a problem before she was placed in it, the people who placed her there didn't know that he was a problem?
Well,
because they didn't have a record of it? I mean, like it. I mean, it's in the piece. It's like the Barry Alts were accused of sexual abuse numerous times during this period when she was there, and Mr. Barry Alt was even identified as a sexual abuser in a previous DCF investigation in 2005 prior to Jane's placement.
Yeah,
and that's simply because they didn't have record of Mr. Barrio's identification as a sexual abuser before they put her in there?
So essentially they had record of it, but they didn't add him to their link system, which is kind of their database for these things. And as a result, he was never placed on the abuse registry, despite the fact that they had, you know, identified him in the investigation as somebody who had sexually abused a child, which is insane. One of the things that jumped out to me as well is, so the main girl of this story and the OCA reports, you know, they ascribe names. So Jane is the name of the girl who is kind of the focus of the investigation. But there's another girl, Mary, noted in the report. And what really jumped out to me was Mary was never, she was never placed under the care of the Barry Alts, right? I mean, her parents were essentially friends of the family. And it read to me, the OCA report, in 2005, you know, Mary was the one who made the claim against the Barry Alts, but it seemed like DCF was more concerned into looking into her parents and her family saying, oh, you know, how did you let this...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Guy, get access. How did you give access to this abuser, essentially? Not recognizing the fact that this abuser is a provider in the DCF system. Yeah. And then in 2006, you know, when Mary again alleged that he sexually assaulted her, she got removed from her own home and placed into foster care. So again, it was like DCF is looking at her parents and not Berryault. And, you know, later on, this is when it kind of reaches a turning point here, and you think, okay, you know, Berryault, he's been charged. They placed him on the abuse registry. You know, they're probably going to take the kids out of his care. But because they removed this girl from her home and placed her in foster care, she ends up recanting, you know, because she had been quoted as saying she just wanted to fix it, go home to her family. So essentially, by choosing to go hard after her own family, it kind of backfired, and it essentially persuaded this girl to drop the allegations against him. And then this thing just carried on for so many years after the fact.
It's stunning. And we have to go, but I, you know, one of the questions I can't address it. I do have to go, but I hope these young women are okay. I mean, first and foremost, I hope they're able to put their lives together and live a decent life. And I mean, the fact that DCF basically did so much to ruin their lives is just brutal. Brandon, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me on. I greatly appreciate it, and I totally agree.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.